New York Democrat Representative Antonio Delgado looks to erase his anti-law enforcement record. By Jacob Bliss on April 27, 2022. New York Democrat Representative Antonio Delgado strove to reboot his anti-law enforcement record last week during a Facebook Live event where he praised law enforcement and said stripping funding is not the answer, despite his recent history showing otherwise. Delgado outlined his new credentials during a press conference with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, touting new funding he secured for law enforcement support for the men and women of law enforcement. "We've got a lot of partisanship and politicization around a host of issues that, unfortunately, I think isn't really helpful," he said, peddling for support from the law enforcement offices in his district. "We must also continue to provide targeted resources and tools to make sure that we are supporting law enforcement. Law enforcement plays a very, very critical role in our society. It's protecting a public good, that public that being public safety," the congressman continued. "Stripping departments of critical funding that provides training, gear, community engagement programs, and equipment is not the answer. Watch." But, Delgado, along with vulnerable Democrats such as Representative Abigail Spanberger, DBA, and Cindy Axn, DIA, recently cashed a $5,000 check from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, DNY, pro defund the police PAC, Courage to Change. The PAC has a litmus test that requires all candidates seeking their endorsement to promise that they would reduce the annual budget for law enforcement. One of the questions asked to those seeking its endorsement is, "If running for a legislative position, do you pledge to vote for the following? Alternatively, if running for an executive position or a position that does not vote on such matters, do you pledge to publicly support and work towards the following? A public safety strategy to reduce the annual budget for law enforcement and defense spending, and shift those funds towards community resources and programs, including victim support and compensation funds, community schools, rehabilitation and reentry programs for incarcerated persons," emphasis added. Delgado also voted for an anti-law enforcement bill backed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. The bill, George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, was passed on a party-line vote to enact sweeping police reform, and voted against condemning calls to defund the police and supported the dangerous bail law in New York. The Congressional Leadership Fund Press Secretary Callie Perkins hammered Delgado in his anti-cop record. "Antonio Delgado can run, but he can't hide from his anti-cop record," said Perkins. "Delgado is clearly panicked. New Yorkers will discover that his actual actions against law enforcement do not match his phony grandstanding and have sent crime through the roof." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.